Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the angels' messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Hello, everyone. Good evening. This is Linda Torres, your host on Angels Are Near Us, here on BBS Radio, number one worldwide live internet talk radio. Thank you so much again for tuning in tonight. This is our one-hour program, and as you all know, I'm always excited to bring you loving intentions and messages and information about the angels and all celestial beings. It really is exciting for me to give you hope and to be able to give you some faith to move on your beautiful journey. I have a wonderful guest tonight. Just before that, I do want to invite all the angels and the archangels, which I already do before the program, but I wanted to do with everyone here, to invite the angels. And we are grateful for their light, and we just ask that they bring forth their grace and their blessings and their divine guidance during this time. Thank you, angels. So our guest tonight, let me tell you a little bit about him. This is Joseph Eliezer. And Joseph has a wonderful book that just came out. It's called Simply Spirit, A Personal Guide to Spiritual Clarity. Now, Joseph is a counselor, a registered professional counselor. He's a psychotherapist and, of course, an author. His book is amazing for me. It was so comforting to read it. And he is going to tell you more about this in a second. But he's based in Vancouver, BC. He offers his clients a very unique form of therapy. It's called Intuition Enhanced Psychotherapy. And Joseph combines his highly developed intuitive abilities with his counseling and his psychotherapy training. Joseph has also appeared over the years in the media, radio, television, print online publications. If you want to learn more about him, his website is www.1111spiritroad.com. That's 1111spiritroad.com. So without further delay, let me welcome Joseph to our program. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Joseph. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I'm a little bit nervous, but...
Oh, no, not at all, not at all. I'm so happy that you were able to be here tonight with us.
Thank you. Thank you for your invitation and for your thoughts on my book. I very much appreciate it. Thank you for inviting me
you're so welcome. I just found it so interesting. I had to tell you because when we talked a little bit before the show, let me tell our listeners, Joseph sent me the book, and I was just so happy to receive it. But since the day I received it, I couldn't put it down. It's called a personal guide, which absolutely it is, because I just wanted to keep on reading and reading and reading and just to get more insight, of course. But before we go into the book, well, let me ask you, most of all, what inspired you, Joseph, to write this book?
It's an interesting question. It wasn't so much about what inspired me. The book itself actually inspired me to write it. Never once did I have the experience. I never sat down at my table or my computer. I don't even think I had a computer at the time when the first draft was written. But there was nothing inside of me that said, I'm sitting here now and I want to write a spiritual book. What wound up happening was in early 1997, I had three visions that precipitated the arrival of the book. And all of these visions indicated that beneath the surface, we're all connected, which is something, of course, that I deeply believe, truly believe. Mm-hmm. But the experience of putting that out into words was quite phenomenal. I liken it to an experience like one has when a child cries to be fed at 2 o'clock in the morning. What happened was after having these three visions, about a week, just not long after the third one, I started having this experience where I would go to bed at the end of a day and I would turn the lights off, you know, do what people do before they go to sleep. Mm-hmm. And just as I was falling asleep, I would get hit with this ball or whack of energy that almost demanded I do something with it. It's strange. You know, I was lying there and then suddenly it felt like there was something inside of me that absolutely had to get out. And the only way that I could really release it, if you will, was to write it out. It was the only thing that sort of made sense to me at the time. So what I would do is I would wake up from this, you know, sort of rested state. I wasn't sleeping, but I would have to get out of bed, turn the lights on, and I lived in this one-bedroom apartment at the time. And I'd get out of my bedroom, I'd walk into the dining room area and, you know, turn the lights on there, get some paper and just start writing until this energy that I had was finally, it felt like I had to keep writing until the energy had fully dissipated. Mm-hmm. And then once that had happened, I would pick up the papers that I had just written on and think, you know, this, I like this. This is pretty good. You know, so, and, you know, they weren't connected to thoughts that I had during the day. Like, I don't know from where they came, but what I decided to do at that point was just to collect these pages. And over a period of a few months, I, you know, put them in like a file folder, and eventually the file folder grew in size. And, you know, it would happen to me over time. After a while, after I got used to the process, I would have these experiences in other places, not just lying down. I would have them first thing in the morning when I woke up. One time I was at a movie theater and it just said, you know, it arrived and I had to leave the theater, go to the concession stand, get a piece of paper, you know, write down what had just been given to me. And then only after it was out was I able to go back and resume, you know, watching the movie. And what had happened was after a period of a few months, it stopped. And that to me was an indicator that, you know, that this collection was now complete. And then a couple months later, the process began again, and that turned out to be the beginning of my second book, which obviously hasn't been released yet, right? It's only the first one that's now out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is your first book, of course, it says. Just so our listeners understand, the book is made of original quotes that you said you received from this guidance.
That's right. That's right. Okay. The book is written in quotation form. It's very easy to read. I mean, it is called Simply Spirit, but the mm-hmm. the messages certainly are I think very insightful. I mean, to me they do have an impact.
They have a great impact, because what I loved about it is that you organized it, you know, in like for different areas of our life. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to read quotes about fear, about money, success, you go to that section about love. It's very original. It's very original. Okay. Do you mind telling us what was one of those visions?
Well, sure. There were three, actually. The first one was I had a dream about almost 14 years to the day. It was in early February of 97. Mm-hmm. And I dreamt that I was in this place that had no definition. It was just an area that I felt quite safe in. Mm-hmm. And I was by myself, but I wasn't alone. I knew that I wasn't alone. There was a force. The only words that I have to describe it are a spiritual force, and to me, it felt like the divine. Mm-hmm. And I looked at my hands, and I saw that my hands were bleeding. I had blood coming from them. And I turned to the divine in my dream, and I said, "How do I know that this is real?" And the voice of the divine replied and said, "Well, Joseph, you'll know that it's real because you'll never need a blood transfusion, and your blood will always smell like roses." And with that piece of information, I woke up. And, I woke up and there was nothing strange had happened. There was no blood on my bed sheets, nothing mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. But it still was very, it had quite an impact on me. And then the following day, I had the second vision, and that was, I went to have a rest in the afternoon, also in my apartment. And when I came up from being rested, from my rest, I had a visitation. And it wasn't just a shadow or it's hard to even still to admit that when I, mm-hmm. When I came to my fully awakened state, in my room with me was the Virgin Mary. Mm-hmm. Now I need to also to give you an idea of how unusual this was mm-hmm. for me in my experience. Mm-hmm. As I wrote about in the book, I'm Jewish. I was born Jewish, I was raised Jewish, and there's the Jewish people have no connection to the Virgin Mary as a spiritual deity or any. I never heard the words Virgin and Mary together in any Jewish place of worship or learning
or prayers or
oh my God, ever in my entire life, but. Uh-huh. Teresa, I swear to you, and as I wrote in the book, there she was. Mm. And, I rubbed my eyes to see if she was real, and she was there. She was there with me. And even now, as I speak about it, I've got, sort of shivers running through.
Sure.
My body.
It still impacts you, I guess.
Very much so. Very much so. The visitations or visitations, I said, because there were three visions. Mm-hmm. The visitation from the Virgin Mary and even the book. When I read Simply Spirit now, it seems just as. I mean, I had this manuscript for 14 years, mm-hmm. and it went through. I had a dream where I was told to leave the manuscript alone. Maybe it was 2001, 2002, and I had offers from one publishing house, and then they went bankrupt, and then another publishing house. Mm-hmm. And then a dream that said to put it on the shelf. And I thought to myself, I remember thinking this actual thought. I thought, I know I wrote this for a reason. Yeah, I mean, I know it came through me for a reason. Mm-hmm. But the life that it's meant to have is what it's going to have on its own. And it's only now, again, 14 years later that other people can share in the experience.
Wow. That's incredible. That's an incredible experience. I do want to mention something, but just before that. So it means that you did this after 14 years, so it wasn't time to do it when you had all these visions, right? Mm-hmm. So it seems like Spirit gave you time to to digest everything or to keep on writing?
Yeah, well, yeah. Sorry, to digest, absolutely. But yeah. You know, when I reflect back on the last, on the last 14 years, certainly, I don't know that I would have been ready to represent this book, to be able to speak about it, and relate it. To relate to others what happened to me with a sense of some comfort, you know, to be able to bring this to others and be able mm-hmm. to share it from my heart took a lot of work, a lot of work, internal processing to get mm-hmm. to this point. Absolutely.
Oh, I can imagine. I understand that perfectly well. It's mm-hmm. It's funny because when I see the date 1997, that was from my personal experience, because I get so much from the book when I read it, is that in 1997 my mom passed away, uh-huh. and that it was a great grief for me, for her to, we were very close, so but it was immediately when I started having a lot of dreams. It was March of 1997 when she passed. And it'll be 14 years this March 4th. And it was amazing the profound dreams that I used to have also. And yes. I had dreams with the Blessed Virgin Mary. And, of course, I was brought up in the Catholic faith.
Right.
But I had dreams with several other saints. And there was also a pastor that I would see that would appear and tell me. No, what are they called in the Jewish church? Because now I don't know. I have to ask you.
You had a rabbi come, did you?
Rabbi. The contrary of you. I always call him, when I saw that image, it was a pastor for me, of course. Because uh-huh. I didn't know exactly until I saw, you know, exactly the picture in my mind. And then I started researching about it. But exactly, it was a rabbi, which he was like coming down from a temple. He didn't fall, he was just like flying down from a, standing there on top of a temple. Mm-hmm. And just stood in front of me also and just said, you know, there's something you need to research or something you need to look for more profoundly. So that took me to a lot of my angel research and studying more with my angel teachers and lectures and whatever. So exactly, that was 14 years ago. But it's funny because it was the same year. And then when you talk about that dream or that vision, I can imagine, because you remember it detail by detail. And that is what's so incredible, because it is true. You know, when these profound dreams or these visions, we remember the details. They are just so true. It's really spirit showing us that it's guidance. It's divine guidance.
I have to agree. You know, if this isn't that, then what is divine guidance? From as you experienced it in your dreams and I in mine. You know, I had this third dream that really began this whole process for me. It's amazing now, after having hear of your experience. Mm-hmm. I was praying in a Jewish synagogue or a place of worship, which is called a synagogue, and I was wearing a tallis, which is the Hebrew word for a spiritual scarf. Mm-hmm. And while I was praying in the sanctuary, that same voice that was with me in the first dream asked me to go for a walk with it, and I did. And it led me down a set of stairs and through a hallway that led to another staircase. And when I climbed up that other staircase, I found myself in the sanctuary of a church.
Mm. Wow.
You know, so this idea of us being connected in a way that transcends religion is something that is very, I believe, is real for both of us. But and my guess is for many mm-hmm. of the listeners as well. But
absolutely, I think for me personally, it is that spirit and God. You know, it just transcends everything. I mean, that's the ultimate divinity for all of us. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, even you're saying we all look for different paths, we're all going through different spiritual journeys. I think we're all looking for that, for that divine spirit. And it's not only in one religion.
Right.
It could be in all kinds of religions. It cannot be only in religions. It could be outside of the religion. You know, it's our spirituality, it's our divinity within also. I just want to take a few seconds because I want to tell our listeners that we're going to take a break. And then we'll come back for more conversation. This is so interesting, Joseph. And so I also want to tell our listeners, if you would like to talk to Joseph, to ask him any questions, we'll be talking more about the book, of course, and or talk about his practice in Canada, you can call in. The numbers are 888-815-9756. That's the toll-free number, 888-815-9756, or 530-413-4510, or 530-413-4522. And we will be back in a moment.
There is joy in the morning light, and there's joy, 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 joy in your life. There is joy in the morning light, and there's joy, 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 joy in your life. There is joy in the morning light, there is joy in your life. There is joy in the morning light, there is joy in your life. There is joy, there is joy.
Everyone, this is Linda Torres, your host on Angels Are Near Us. We are here tonight with Joseph Eliezer. I hope I said that right again. And he's a wonderful writer and author of Simply Spirit, a wonderful book, a personal guide to spiritual clarity. And it's one insight at a time. So, Joseph, could you give us a taste of what is inside the book?
Sure. As we spoke about earlier, Simply Spirit is written in quotation form. It's very easy to read and has just one quote per page. The quotes are I think insightful, and each of them have an impact all on their own. The book opens with a chapter on dreams, and the first page of that chapter is a quote that says, "There is no graveyard for unrealized dreams." I'd like to read that again. Mm-hmm. There is no graveyard for unrealized dreams. And that quote hits me every single day. You know, every day that I wake up, every day that I'm blessed to have on the planet. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I wake up knowing that there's no graveyard. That, you know, to me, it gives me one more day to chip away at a goal, to work on a project or some idea. It inspires me to get into the gym, to get my body working, get things moving, get things working so that I can really seize the day, to really have a full experience each and every day.
Absolutely. It's like you are determined to do what you have to do.
Absolutely.
Like no procrastination. When I see it, it's like we cannot procrastinate. Mm-hmm. Because the dreams will just not be there.
Well, that's right. And what happens if it's not? I mean, the dreams are given to us to realize. Now, that's why we have them. You know, they're for us to, they're guideposts. They're meant to motivate us. You know, it's one thing to receive a vision, an image, a dream, even a sense. It's another thing to be able to say, okay, now that I've been given this, what is my responsibility? What do I have to do with this? What am I supposed to do? And in fact, use that as my own co-creation with the divine. What's the dream? What do I have to do to actualize it? Categories in the book. You know, there's a section on dreams, money, and success. One of my favorites is one on eating disorders and beauty. One on emotional healing. There's a huge chapter on intuition. If you have questions about intuition, whenever I'm not clear, if I need to, you know, just get some reinforcement, some confirmation. The chapter on intuition, just to me, it's all there. It's right there, and it's very digestible. I'm sorry, and
yes,
very
yes.
quick.
Yes. I did read a lot about intuition, which I love. So do you have like a favorite one? You must have a lot of favorites.
Yeah, well, my favorite quote is, sincerity brings clarity.
Sincerity brings clarity, yes.
Sincerity brings clarity. And to me, that says just so much with so little. With sincerity, no matter how much fear or difficult emotions that can go through a person, I think sincerity is the key. It's the motivator. It's that driving force that will help you to connect to those deeper levels of self and spirit and really help you manifest what you truly want in life. You know, Linda, if you're sincere about becoming a healthier person, be it emotionally, spiritually, physically, it'll happen. You know, you'll find a way. The greater your ability to be sincere, the more challenging but more rewarding your life will become. Sincerity itself is the vehicle of transformation.
That's
I think sincerity and clarity are also essential when it comes to forming solid relationships with others. You know, without sincerity and without clarity, your relationships are less fulfilling. They're possibly chaotic. They'll leave you feel like you're not on solid ground or like you're always second guessing yourself. All of these things which lead to sadness and eventually bitterness. You know, I equate sincerity with spiritual empowerment, because with sincerity, nothing can get in your way. Nothing is strong enough to knock you off center. And you know, if you're sincere and you're clear about your goals and intentions, nothing can stand in the way of that. I don't think there's any power stronger than that, at least from what we can manifest internally.
Everything is possible.
Everything
is possible, definitely.
I'm wondering if you also, now having read Simply Spirit, if you have a favorite quote. Is there one that speaks to you?
I have several. I love the fear, but I love also the area of life.
Okay.
It impacted me when I read it's. There is no life that has more blessings than your own. If it feels like others do, you are not looking hard enough at yours.
Yes.
Wow, that says a lot because, you know, it's.
Hello?
Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the angels' messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Hello, everyone. We're back. This is Linda Torres on Angels Are Near Us. I think we were cut off. I don't know what happened. Joseph and I were talking about our favorite quotes. So I'm going to read the last quote. I hope everybody heard it, but I'll say it again. The quote is, "There is no life that has more blessings than your own. If it feels like others do, you are not looking hard enough at yours." So what I was mentioning to you, Joseph, was that it feels that we are always looking at our neighbor's home or whatever they have, material things. Why don't I have this? Why don't I have that? And we don't look, like it says here, hard enough at what our blessings are and that how we can be grateful for what we do have.
Yes.
I just love that. It's always, it happens to many of us. I remember many years ago, I would say, you know, why does my life have to be like this? Why do I have to be like this? It's, and we don't see the blessing in our own life, that this is where we have to be and this is where we're at. And that we can give so much from within and what we have in our life.
Right.
I love that one.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
There's just one more that I also love. What it was about, and I lost it. It was here. I think it was about money and success, which you talk about also.
Right.
Oh, yeah, this is a bit funny. Money does not lie awake at night thinking about people. So you have also some very...
A little tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah. Yeah. A little bit of comedy from spirit. Not comedy, but it's very, you know, positive way of looking at it. How many of us stay up at night, you know, thinking of what's going to happen?
Right, right. Trying to get some control over, you know, over things that we can't versus trying to master the emotions that we feel that motivate us to try to control what can't be controlled. You know, there's that expression, understand, know the things that you can change and the things that you cannot change and have the wisdom to choose the right one.
Yes, definitely. This morning I was, I usually give an angel message and I will give that at the end, but at the end of the show, it was about serenity. Mm. And how we can be in serenity and, you know, not try to be changing everything, but only the things that we can. Because definitely, there's so many, you know, there's so many comments in quotes that you use here also that just applies to all of us in some time of our life. That's why it's so inspiring to read this book, because it's like you can carry it, like it says, it can be a personal guide that you can carry and take it with you, and any time of the day you open it and you just read it, right?
Yeah.
I love it. I really do love it. So I know, let me ask you, you said the book has been out just a few months, right?
Right, that's
so
right.
So what has the response been? What have you received any kind of different feedbacks?
Oh, yeah, yes. Thank you so much for yours. Mm-hmm. You know, the responses so far have been very impactful and have sponsored some tremendously honest dialogues with people, all of whom seem to connect very deeply to the content of the book. One physician wrote me and said that he felt it reminded him of The Prophet by Khalil Gibran. Mm. You've read it. So a psychiatrist from Toronto wrote me saying that my work reminded him, or the book, this book reminded him of the work of Irvin Yalom, who's a leading psychotherapist and author. I've heard from counselors and other physicians who are putting the book in their waiting rooms. I've received comments from people who are chronically ill, saying that it speaks profoundly to their suffering and brings comfort to them at times, especially when they're feeling the most alone.
Mm.
One person who is with stomach cancer gave the message to me that he felt the book was pure poetry.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm one person said that there's too much in the book for her to absorb, and that she could only read at maximum one quote per day because they were resonating so deeply with her. But my favorite one is one that came from this woman who's a fitness instructor. And she told me that she sleeps at night with the book under her pillow because it helps her to feel safe at night.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, comments like these, like yours, it's not just that I feel blessed. I'm so amazed, you know, that people are having experiences like these.
Mm-hmm.
It really, Linda, it leaves me speechless. There aren't words to describe it.
And, you know, it just shows, for me at least, that you followed your intuition. Because I know you talk about a section on intuition. And you followed your intuition. And this wonderful result, this wonderful divine guidance came through. And you're giving this out to others. So I know you talk about intuition and that, if we follow intuition, it just, you know, intuition doesn't lie. I think that's one of the quotes, right? Intuition does not lie. I remember that one.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, even myself, you know, I've tried always to follow my intuition, and mostly because I feel guided by God and the angels. But it's, you know, we doubt ourselves, and we don't know what is the next step, or we're scared, or we have fear. But following our intuition, I believe, it just takes us to magnificent places. And this is one of the things that I really believe you've done with this book, and I hope you write many more.
Thank you. Thank you. thank you. There are more books written. You know, the books 2 through 4 have been written, and I'm currently writing the 5th and planning the 6th. So these are the dreams this is what I must do. This is why I'm here. And
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I think that's one of the great reasons that you've written it. And I really appreciate it. Could you tell our listeners where they can get the book?
Absolutely. The book sells for around $20, and it's available now. It's available at Amazon.com in the US, Amazon in the UK, and in Canada.ca. It's at a couple of bookstores in the Vancouver area. You can certainly go to your local bookstore and ask for it, and they can order it in for you. I just found out today that Chapters Indigo Books Online is now carrying the book, and they're the largest book retailer in Canada. So that was very exciting.
Okay. And then on Amazon?
Yeah.
On Amazon also.
Amazon.com, absolutely. Okay. And it's available as an ebook at lulu.com, that's spelled L-U-L-U. And if people would like to get the book from me personally, they can order it online at my website, which, as you mentioned, is 1111spiritroad.com. And if they do that, I'll mail the book to them directly and send I'll put in a small gift and write a special thank you to each person, to everybody.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. It's very appropriate, your website, 1111. I love the number, 1111.
Say more.
1111spiritroad.com.
Right.
Perfect. I was going to ask you one more thing before I let you go. You do just so our listeners, if they want to contact you or have more information on your therapy sessions, because yes, you use a very special form of therapy, right?
Right. I practice a unique form of therapy called intuition-enhanced psychotherapy, mm-hmm, which is the only, to my knowledge, the only form of therapy that openly acknowledges both the intuitive process of myself and also the intuitive process of the person sitting across from me.
Mm. That sounds very interesting. I think that's very helpful for people who are looking for clarity and understanding.
Mm. Well, it is a form of depth psychology. I combine psychotherapeutic or psychotherapeutic technique with the intuition, and it's quite in depth. And ultimately, the goal is to help the person I'm working with to get better in touch with their own intuition, so that they can make better decisions, have better outcomes, and live. More effectively, have the relationships and life that they want to have. Intuition-enhanced psychotherapy is a method that I use to help clear out the debris that prevents people from having that sort of immediate access to their inner workings.
Wow, that sounds very interesting. So to contact you again is through your website?
Yes.
Okay.
That's 1111, as you put it earlier, 1111. spiritroad.com. Spelled fully, spirit, all letters in the word spirit, and all letters in the word road will lead to not just Rome, but my website.
Will lead to the road of spirit, that definitely.
Right.
Joseph, I want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
Thank you, Linda.
I hope you write much more books, and definitely I encourage all our listeners to pick up this book. It's wonderful, Simply Spirit. It has it does give you this guidance. It gives you some kind of clarity. For me, it has done that, and I feel that, you know, in Joseph's words, there's a lot of inspiration and comfort in it. You know, it puts us on that journey to that higher consciousness, which I think a lot of us are looking for at this time. So thank you again so much. It was wonderful to have you here. Thank you for the book. Thank you for such inspiring messages, Joseph. It was really, really a delight.
Thank you, Linda,
to talk to you tonight.
Thank you.
And God bless you. If you'd like to stay, or you're invited. I'm just going to give a little bit of a message on serenity that this morning I got this inspiration from the angels.
Oh.
And it's funny because we were talking about that right now. So it was, I usually receive an angel message, and I love when Archangel Michael comes through, but this time is Archangel Chamiel. And I just wanted to let our listeners know about serenity and how it helps us to be in that, in that tranquility. You know, serenity brings us peace, inner peace and calmness. And when you feel serene, you're your own person. Nothing can bother you. Nothing upsets you or influence you. You're like this calm, clear, beautiful river. You know, you're peaceful. And so that quiet radiance really brings us hope and support to those who come even around us. You know, it becomes part of your aura, and then you start attracting respect and love from others because everything is calm around you. And of course, one of the wonderful practices that I love to use is meditation and prayer, just to become deeply serene and still ourselves and connect to that higher power for divine guidance. Of course, there are times that we might feel that we're not in serenity and we're slipping away and we don't know what to do. But that is the time when we can ask the angels and God to restore us back. And pausing a moment, remembering above to stay present and live our life one day at a time. And so that takes us to that clear message of this beautiful the prayer of serenity, which is, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. So this prayer, you know, is really a gift. It contains all the elements of divine love, of peace. And when you allow that serenity to fill, you know, your days and your nights, you truly begin to heal. Again, it's that place inside of us where serenity dwells. So each day, you know, we can take time to ask the angels to be around us. I know that we can ask Archangel Chamiel. Archangel Chamiel is the archangel whose name means he who sees God. He does ease anxiety. He brings personal and global peace. So he also helps us find lost objects and people, of course. But he's a beautiful archangel. I love Chamiel. I love Michael, who Michael's also the archangel of love and peace. But remember to call on these angels. We have these angels, you know, taking care of us. We just have to trust, open our hearts, and find that place of tranquility and peace. And everything around us can become so different, can become so alive, can become so calm. And becoming familiar with that serenity in your daily life. And that is the message from our wonderful angels and archangels. Again, we have like 10 minutes. I just wanted to focus on two more things. As we were talking with Joseph, of course, as he was writing this book through intuition and guidance, you know, in this time, there's also a lot of energy and light coming through from the angels and the ascended masters. And one thing that I have been learning is that this year, which, of course, has been already 2 months, 3 months, well, March 1st tomorrow, this year is a year that we need to focus. We need to focus on that light, and that light is within us, and to look for the light that God is sending us, you know, through our mind, through our thoughts, through our thinking. And, you know, when we focus on something, when we really, really focus on something, we give it our attention, it really helps us manifest where we're going. And that is a wonderful skill that we need to practice more, the power of concentration. Because with that willful concentration, we have to be concentrated and remain centered, again, with prayer, with meditation. It's the quickest path to elevate that consciousness that we're looking for. So I really, really want to encourage everyone in trying to find that concentration, you know, at least once a day. Envision something that you're looking for, that you may consider that you want something in your life at this time. Again, you know, the angels, the archangels, they always help us. And they're saying, you know, this is the time. This is the time to break those old forms. It's time that we need to look to that path where we get rid of the fear and the anxiety. We need to pause more. We need to know that we are here to be enlightened, to learn, to enrich our minds in order to align ourselves with God's consciousness. And so again, you know, this year of being conscious about the more that is inside each of us is a wonderful practice. Again, calling on the angels and the archangels, which I love. And one more message from Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael has always said, even in the midst of uncertainty, be certain about one thing. The glory of God, the glory of spirit. And Michael is talking about that vibration of being in peace, and peace brings us into love and into joy. There is this healing that is opening new doorways. You can feel the new energy. We need to move past the illusion. Things seem breaking down, but they're breaking down to build something new. And so connecting to divine power within you, the angels will help us do that. God and the angels are showing us these glorious new horizons, and we need to create and manifest enduring goodness for blessings for yourself and for everybody around you. And I think that's all I have for tonight. I want to thank again my guest, Joseph, for being here.
Thank you.
And just closing, sending blessings to everyone. Again, if you would like any kind of angel reading, a session with me, questions, contact me also. My website is www.angelsarenearus.com. There's a lot of information of the angels and the archangels on my website, on my blog. And at any time, you can call me as well, 503-807-0896, and I'd be happy to talk to you. Again, thank you to all our listeners. Thank you to our guests for being here tonight. And until next time, may God and the angels bless you and protect you always. Thank you. Good night.